This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's unemployment rate is still down. In June, it fell a tenth of a percentage point to 3.4%, the lowest it's been since right before the pandemic. The state's unemployment rate is better than the national average of 3.6%. The leisure and hospitality sector added the most jobs last month. State data show high-wage industries like finance and insurance lost jobs. Residents in North Douglas County face new outdoor water use restrictions. In Highlands Ranch, Solstice, and the Northern Douglas County Water and Sanitation District, people have to limit outdoor watering to twice a week and only do it in the morning or at night. Centennial Water General Manager Sam Culkin says lower than average flows on the South Platte River prompted the restrictions.
Right now, seeing about 65% of what is normal for this time of year in the South Platte River. And as a result, we haven't been able to get as much water into our reservoirs as we normally do.
The area has been in a drought watch before, but has not had this level of restrictions in 20 years. People in Metro Denver can cool off once again on Saturday inside the city's recreation centers. The buildings will be free to everyone. Triple-digit heat is in the forecast for the Front Range and other parts of the state. Health experts say people should stay inside with AC if possible, limit outdoor activity in the middle of the day, and drink plenty of water. Forecast highs across the state tomorrow. Well, in Grand Junction, it'll be around 102 degrees. In Vail, 81 degrees with a chance for afternoon storms. In Colorado Springs, expect a high of 93. And in Boulder, 94 degrees with thunderstorms in the afternoon. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.